10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jew Joiner Show.
Keep it locked and call somebody and let them know that the Jew Joiner Show is live on the air. Good people, we have a dynamic show today. I know I say it every week, but I'm serious about this week. We have a dynamic show this week. We're going to be talking to one of the editors for the Sisters in Faith Holy Bible, Miss Michelle Clark Jenkins. We're going to be talking to her today. Also, my brother, my homeboy, my ace, Mr. Jay Moss is going to join us on today on the Jew Joiner Show. So we're going to have a wonderful time. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere. Like I said, call everybody, tweet everybody, Facebook everybody, and let them know that the Jew Joiner Show is live on the radio. Come on, let's go.
All my sin and shame, he still loved me. All the time and trouble, he was right there for me. His grace and mercy is new each and every day. That's why I never hesitate to give him the praise, yeah. All the honor, glory is due his name. For the many, many blessings that he sent my way. So I wrote this simple song to acknowledge his ways. Help me say your love
and kindness
is so real to me, yeah.
When I turn my back,
when I turn my back, you were right there caring for me.
Teach me your way
if you lead. I promise I will. Subsequently, I wasn't even ready for the things he had in store for me. Took one step and Lord, it seems you took 22. And I think I wanna stop this track and simply say thank you. Now I know I cannot do this on my own. Even though my way is unknown, I will follow where you go. For what you've done, your love keeps me thinking and wanting you even more.
Your love and kindness is real.
When I turn my back,
when I turn my back, you are still here.
Teach me your
way. Oh Lord, if you lead, I promise to follow thee.
Your love and kindness.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
more like you, talk more like you, be more like you.
I wanna
love like you.
Was music from Mr. James Murphy, my homeboy, Mr. James Murphy. Song was called Follow. I have a dear sister right here sitting with me in the studio, and it's a great Bible that's out. I mean, it is a fantastic Bible. Now, brothers, I'm going to put this out here right now. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Mother's Day will be coming up soon. We have the perfect gift for you. And we have Sister Michelle. She's on the line right now, going to tell us a little bit about this brand new publication. How you doing, sister?
I'm great. How you doing?
Wonderful. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Michelle Clark Jenkins. I live down here in Kennesaw, Georgia, but I'm originally New Jersey born, Jersey girl.
All right.
And I started writing probably about 20 years ago. God called me to it. It was one of those nights when I was getting ready to go to sleep, and God whispered to me and said, I want you to write, and I got kind of snippy with him. This is a true story. I told him, well, that must be you, because I don't want to write. And besides that, if you want me to write, then I need a new computer, because my computer's acting up.
Uh-oh.
So about 2 weeks later, of course, you forget what you say to God and forget that there should be some lightning bolts rather than some mercy and grace that comes on you. But about 2 weeks later, my brother-in-law called me and said he had ordered a computer online.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
there was a glitch in it. So the computer company had sent him a new one but didn't ask for the old one back. So he wanted to know if I wanted it.
Wow.
Now, a week after that, I was at a family reunion, kind of forgot about it, and my sister came to the family reunion and said, I have something for you in my van, and brought me a computer, a printer, and a processor.
Oh, my.
And about a week
goodness.
After that, I, because of a glitch in a publishing deal that actually I was working on, I was called to write the first project I ever did, which was a storybook Bible for young African-American children.
Oh, my goodness. All of you, if you had one more computer, you would have able to start your store.
I sure would. So, you know, it's funny how we get called to do these things. And so that's kind of the important part of my story, I guess.
Wow, that is awesome. And it leads us to this point right here. Tell us a bit about this brand new Bible.
Well, I'm really, really excited. I mean, my partner Stephanie Perry Moore and I really have created something that hopefully is reflective of the relationship she and I have. We have always wanted to do something for African-American women. And as you know, she is a writer as well. And
right.
So the two of us really met doing some Bible projects together, like I said, maybe 15 years ago. And we did a hip-hop Bible probably 6 years ago. And then out of those projects, we've just become kind of that relationship with each other where, you know, God's in the middle. You know, we've both had our hills and our valleys, and when we're going through stuff, she's that friend of mine who says kind of, what would Jesus do? You know, what would he have us do in this situation? And I've kind of been that for her. Because, you know, we all have these girlfriends who will say, girl, you need to do this. Or girl, and, you know, God's not necessarily in the middle of it, but you need those sisters like that. So this is what this Bible is. It is meant to both encourage and empower African-American women. It's meant for us to hear each other's heart, and the core of it is the message that you are not in this alone, that, you know, most of us are women of faith, and we get our relationship with Christ, but we don't necessarily get our relationship with each other.
Right.
And that Christ works through us, through one another. So that's really the focus of this project.
That is awesome. Now is this a the Bible has different versions. Is it a King James version, NLT, NIV?
It's a King James version, so it's a traditional King James version. But what we've added to it is that all the articles, the commentaries, and even the introductions to the books of the Bible were all written by African American women.
Awesome.
So the perspective of the articles and the commentary really is from our hearts.
Wow. Women building women. And this is a great Bible. Give us the name one more time.
It's the Sisters in Faith Holy Bible, and it's published by Thomas Nelson, which is now part of the HarperCollins Christian Publishing Group.
Right. That's a big deal company, and I commend you and Sister Stephanie and your efforts to make this take place and come about. Now, brothers, sisters, you need to go and get this. Fellas, Valentine's Day is coming up, Mother's Day coming up. Like I told you, this is the perfect gift for your wife, your mama, your aunt, your niece, whoever in your family. And women, and sometimes you may have to treat yourself. You may not have that Valentine. And you may just want to treat yourself to a gift and dinner and a movie for yourself. So this is the perfect thing to have in your reading, to advance your reading in the Bible and check out the commentaries as things are really broken down in the practical fashion, so you can understand what's going on in the text. Sister Michelle, give us your website, because we need to direct people there so
Yes. They
can go ahead and pick the Bible up.
Yes, I certainly will. And you know, Sisters in Faith is a brand, so we the Bible, we also have three other books. So look for them as well. And you can find us, our website is thesistersinfaith.com. And if you find us on Facebook, again, we're The Sisters in Faith. And we do if you like our page, we do a daily inspiration that we will post for you.
Wow. That is awesome. So go ahead. And you said it's Sisters in Faith on Facebook?
The Sisters. We're The Sisters.
The Sisters.
The Sisters in Faith.
I love it. Sister Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
And much success to you. We will be having you back on so you can give us an update on how things are going.
We would love to do that.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a fantastic day and much success to you. And we're praying for you and Sister Stephanie in your efforts.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You all take care. Good people. Go get the Sisters in Faith Bible right now. You need to have it in your life. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere. More of the Jew Joyner Show is straight ahead. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Jew Joyner. I want to, you know, slow down and tell you about this brand new Bible that's just come out. It's called the Sisters in Faith Bible. It has 50 devotionals written by African-American women, and it also has notes to self, offering snippets of biblical wisdom for practical topics such as family and career, inspirational insight into the lives of 10 biblical women of African descent, applying scripture to achieve victory in every area of life. It's been 5 years since we had a devotional Bible for African American women. You know, you need to go ahead and pick this Bible up. Sisters in Faith Bible. The editors are Michelle Clark Jenkins and Stephanie Perry Moore. Pick them up today, wherever your favorite bookstore is. Go and cop this right now. It's going to bless you.
What's up, good people? Welcome back to the Jew Joyner Show. Not only do we play good music, not only do we have the best interviews, but we want to empower you as well. Now, if you want to fast track to entrepreneurship and like the idea of setting up shop out of your apartment or house, home-based franchises have a lot to offer. I want to shine light on three that you can go ahead and check out, and possibly this could be lucrative for you. The first one is Cruise One. It's a travel agency. Now, you can go ahead and check this website out, and for more information, cruiseonefranchise.com. Handyman Matters is another. Handyman Matters serves the repair, restoration, and maintenance needs of both residential and commercial customers. You can visit that website at www.handymanmatters.com. Or you can check out Kinder Dance. Kinder Dance offers innovative preschool developmental education through dance to thousands of children across North America. Visit kinderdance.com for more information. That's just a few of those. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to visit the exclusive Jew Joyner Show Facebook page, and we have a whole list of these franchises posted right there on the main page. So if you're looking to start your own business, go check out the Jew Joyner Show on Facebook, and we have some options for you to go ahead and succeed. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere. It's the Jew Joyner Show. Oh, here is my man right here, Mr. Titus Jackson. The song is called Coming Out.
Of going round and round in circles, seeming to never get ahead of the starting point. Confronted things I thought were conquered, only to find they still exist. It seems as if my prayers aren't being answered, and the more that I give, the less I have. Then I hear a voice inside saying, I created you to win. This is just a test. Many blessings are on the way. I'm coming out. I'm coming out
with a prayer
and victory.
Life and
not
death.
Trust in God.
Trust in God to bring.
He will bring you through.
You're coming out.
Yes, I'm out of.
Yes, I'm out of.
What was holding me?
What was holding me?
Nobody did
nobody
it.
Nobody did it.
Nobody. Nobody did it but God. I used to deal with depression.
Yes, I'm out of.
Low self-esteem.
What was
This is Titus Jackson, and you're listening to the Jew Joyner Show.
Hey, what's up, good people? Sheila Bell, the Bell, here with you with the Bell Report in the headlines. Fast and Furious actor and R&B singer Tyrese Gibson has set off a fiery debate on his Facebook page when he actually questioned whether people abuse their relationship with God when they pray to not get caught doing wrong. He says, "I think it's real interesting that I find a lot of people who take their access for granted. Have you ever done something really stupid and find yourself praying that you didn't get caught?" What? Gibson, in a video he also shared with his more than 10 million fans, his thoughts about that. And he's been really talking more about God since he lost his friend in that car accident about a month or so ago. Meanwhile, Detroit-based recording artist Lisa Page Brooks has released the new gospel radio single from her top 20 CD, Ready. It's on the Rebecca label. She says she's excited about it. The soul-stirring ballad, Love Somebody Else, opens as a pretty piano tune and dramatically builds into a passionate anthem in the style of a quiet storm soul classics such as Stephanie Mills, Feel the Fire, and Jennifer Holliday's I'm on Your Side. Also, a controversial Christian pastor in Kenya with UNICEF, who is listed as among the 30th poorest countries in the world, and where more than 25% of the population lives on less than a dollar a day, has been actually charging his members more than $10 each to tell them if they will be allowed in heaven. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Anyway, looks like that bishop there has actually been charging members of his congregation about 1,000 Kenyan shillings, or just over $10, to tell them if their names are written in the book of life. And the crazy thing is that the people are believing him and paying him that. Also, the White House says President Barack Obama will sign an executive order later today increasing the minimum wage for federal contractors. The president first announced the measure during the State of the Union address. He has also cast the move as a way to spur Congress to increase the hourly minimum wage for all workers from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour. A recent article in the New York Times has also taken a tough look into the inner workings of Howard University, a premier historically black institute seemingly on the brink of collapse, and with the status as one of the nation's top-ranked HBCUs, many were shocked that Howard had become so fractured, and many in the HBCU community are worried if other institutes are next. They say it's a lot to do with monies, finances, infighting, and changing of demographics. After announcing and then counseling and then wavering on his decision to cancel the March 15th George Zimmerman versus DMX matching boxing fight, looks like fighter promoter Damon Felding has held a press conference and he says that he has canceled the fight. But this is what's happened next. A British billionaire by the name of Mr. David, who phoned in his presence at the press conference and spoke via speakerphone, confirms that the fight will happen on March the 15th at an undisclosed location. DMX has also not been confirmed as the opponent. Davis says that there are 8 other potential opponents who want to fight him. And during a live TV segment on yesterday, entertainment anchor Sam Rubin blushed from embarrassment after mistaking actor Samuel L. Jackson for Lawrence Fishburne. Jackson appeared on KTLA Morning News to promote his new movie, RoboCop, and instead things took a wrong turn when Rubin asked him, "Did you get a lot of reaction for that Super Bowl commercial?" Jackson was not featured in a Super Bowl ad this year, though he did appear in a trailer for his new film, Captain America. However, the actor quickly realized that he was confused for Fishburne, who depicted Morpheus from the Matrix movie trilogy in a commercial for the car maker Kia. Jackson was displeased, though. He says, "What Super Bowl commercial?" he said. "See, you're as crazy as the people on Twitter. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne," he said while shaking his finger at the camera. Rubin immediately apologized and even gave himself a slap on the face, saying, my mistake, I apologize." But the anchor, while he tried to continue to move elsewhere, Jackson kept on riding him. It was pretty tough. Okay, for more information on everything that we shared and so much more, hit us up at the Bell Report at Hotmail.com. THEBELLE Report at Hotmail.com. Check us out at thebellreport.net or follow us on Twitter or Instagram at The Bell Report. Reporting for The Bell Report, I'm Sheila Bell. The Bell. God bless.
By now, you've probably seen many different images of what people depict as love. You've seen chocolates given out. You've seen roses and lilies, flowers of all kinds. You've seen Cupids. You've probably even seen a guy in a remote place with some girlfriend or wife kneeling down to give her a ring just to prove he loves her because he went to Jared's. I think all of those are really great images of love. However, there is still a picture that needs to be painted. There's another image that has to be drawn. There is another canvas that God is waiting to be filled. It's the one he's waiting for you to draw on. He wants you to take what is a paintbrush, dip it in maybe some form of humility, and on this empty canvas, draw a picture of forgiveness. That's right. This Valentine's, instead of just wrapping your arms around the one you like to prove how much you love him or her, maybe the goal is for you to get in touch with the person that you dislike or has done you wrong and show them how much you love them. This is what the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 4:8. It says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. This Valentine's, find someone to forgive.
I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. To know you, longing for your kiss,
for your kiss, touch,
for your feel,
for your
essence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
What's up, good people? Welcome back to the Jew Joyner Show. On the line, I got my homeboy. It's the one and only Jay Moss. What's going on, Jay?
Jew Jizzle. What's up, man? You my dude, man. Even after all these years. Listen, I'm just glad you got me back on the show again, man. What, it's been like 16 years since you had me on the show? No, but man, I'm doing very, very well. Thanks for asking.
Dude! Man, I'm amped over here. What's buzzing with you, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, the buzz is on, man. God is just doing some wonderful things at Stellar Week this year. We were able to close our label deal, and that was a big deal, man. Me and the fellas of Pajam, we are now officially a recording label. And wow, long time coming, man. It's called PMG Gospel. And of course, we're going to lead off with 2103 this year. And of course, my new album will follow that, which we'll talk briefly about, I'm sure, soon. But that's just really, really a big deal, man, because we've been very, very patient and prayerful in terms of waiting on God to create the right situation for us so we could really, really be impactful in this industry. And I believe us hooking up with Central South is really going to make a big difference, man. Not only that, of course, you know, I'm Pastor Jay now here in Detroit at my local church, man. My bishop ordained me, man, and threw me right into a pastoral position. And, man, I've never looked back, you know. It was one of those moves where, you know, it could be uncomfortable initially, but just stepping out by faith, man, and launching out into the deep. You know, God will put people in your lives, man, or send people to your lives that know how to push you and bring things out of you that you would not otherwise try to encounter, man. And, you know, it's just been a great, great ride. Also on the internet, man, we remixed the song by Pharrell, who's a good friend of the family. His song Happy on the Despicable Me 2 soundtrack, man. We were able to do that, and you know, we were just having fun in the studio. PDA came and asked me, he's like, man, you should remix that. That's your kind of song anyway. So I did it, you know, just for kicks. Man, that thing took off. It took off like wildfire.
For real? Give me some of that, give me some of that. It might sound crazy what I'm about to say, yeah.
Air balloon, I could go to space.
Yeah, like I don't care, blessed anyway. Yeah, well,
I'm happy, cause I'm happy.
Couple of, if you feel that you know that God is real.
A lot of buzz going on, man. Thank you for all your support and always being there for your boy. All right.
Now check this out. When can we get V5?
V5. You funny. You funny for the V5 thing. But yeah, man. This new album that I'm going to do, man, is going to drop sometime this summer. And I'm really excited about it. One, because it's going to be on our own label, PMG Gospel. And then also, man, it's the record that everybody always wanted me to do in the first place. You know, it's not back to, you know, everybody goes, man, you need to do another record like The Project. Well, they all have been like The Project. What are you saying? You know, it's not going to be like V2. None of the other albums that I've done, man, it's just, we took a left turn and you know, so many times in so many cities and states, people have come up to me and said, Jay, man, we would love for you to do a record like X, Y, and Z. And I finally did a record like X, Y, and Z. And I think everybody's really going to be proud that, you know, I just did the record that they knew I could do and they've always wanted from me. And then we'll just let God take it from there, man. We're really excited about it. Some very classic songs on it, man. So it's going to be great. The tagline is GFG. That's going to be the title of it. Of course, we'll expose what that means a little bit later, but that's what it is. It's Jay Moss, GFG. And, man, Jew, when I tell you, you're going to love it. It's one of those records you're going to be able to put in, man, and just let it play down at a low volume and keep it on repeat all day long, man. That's the kind of record it is.
All right, the thing that gets me, we used to be called twins, but now all your hair's gone. So how can I now pass for you? Because I used to sign autographs and all that stuff like that, but I can't do that no more. All your hair's gone, and I got a head full of hair. So what's up, man?
Dude, you was always so silly with that twin thing, man. Then you had somebody called Jay Doss. Who in the world was he? And I never heard him do no joints. So I don't know what this was, man. But you're a nice looking fella, man. So I didn't mind being told that I look like you. And then, of course, what people don't really know, man, is that we're more than just industry buddies, man. You know, we are brothers for real. You know, you've been there with me through some very, very sensitive times, man. And you shared some of your intimate moments with me, you know, in terms of your family and what you're doing, man, on your side, man. And we've just been there for each other and been able to pray with each other, man, and be real brothers for each other as we walk in this journey, man. And I love the fact that God, like I said, puts people in your life, man, that you're going to need at certain times, man. You know, and though you and I don't have to talk every day, whenever we come around to speaking to each other, man, or seeing each other, it's always just like we've been together the whole time, man. And I appreciate the love for you, the love that you have for me. And then, of course, you know, me and my crew always have a lot of love for you, man. But the only way you're going to be able to pass for me now is, man, you got to let that hair go. You got to get the clippers on out, baby. That's how it go. You know, mine was going back so far, man. I got tired of people tweeting about my hairline, man. So we let all mine go. I've been bald now, man. What is it, for three, four years? You know, people still act like it's new, though. Right? But my hair's been gone for a minute now, man. I like the look. My wife she loves the look. So, hey, it is what it is now, player.
Yo, Jay, man, thank you for those encouraging words, man. Really appreciate you. Love you, man. It's been great talking to you. Holler back at me when you're ready to, you know, debut or break something. Or if you just want to holler at your boy, just give me a call. We can do this, all right?
Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure to be here. You join the show, man. Just making it happen, having a few laughs with you, man. You've always supported me and my crew down through the years, dude. And we're just ecstatic, you know, to have you a part of the Pajam team. And you're what we call an honorary Pajam member, and you always will be, man. You're my bro, and I appreciate you. Make sure you tell everybody that they can reach me at Inside J Moss Online. That's Inside J Moss, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're looking at. It's probably set up and it's run by me, man. I don't get a chance to respond to all of the messages that come through, but I do read a lot of that stuff. It's very encouraging, so don't stop supporting your boy. I love y'all. Peace.
Good people, we've been talking to still my twin brother, Mr. J Moss, on the Jew Joyner Show.
Good people, it's your boy J Moss, better known as Jess James. You're listening to my twin brother. It's the Jew Joyner Show, the happiest man on the radio. Keep it locked.
Holy is your word that I've hidden in my heart.
and it's sharp like a sword. Holy is your word that cannot be ignored. Holy is your word that I've hidden in my heart. Holy is your word that was there from the start.
Come on, somebody.
Holy is your word
that I've hid in my heart.
That I've hidden in my heart.
Holy,
holy is your word.
Say it like you mean it. Come on.
From
the start.
It cuts like a knife.
Ooh, oh, sharp like a sword. Oh,
holy is your word
that cannot be ignored. From the Lord.
Whatever you want. Spend time in the Word. Yeah. Anything you need. It knows what's wrong.
It's official.
Generation.
happy, but enough about me.
Today, but thank you so much for being in tune to the Jew Joyner Show. I want to thank all of my special guests, Sister Michelle, and my homeboy, my brother, Mr. J. Moss. Thank y'all for showing love to your brother. Don't forget, you can holler at me anywhere on Twitter at Jew Joyner, on Facebook, search for TJJ Show on Facebook, and it's going to take you to our exclusive page. Okay, the exclusive Jew Joyner Show Facebook page. You can holler at me by email, tjjshow@gmail.com. Whenever you tweet, whenever you do anything about the Jew Joyner Show, use the hashtag TJJS. I love y'all. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to have another opportunity to come together. Grant us the desires of our heart. But anyway, we're going to give you the utmost honor, praise, and glory. It is in the name, the greatest name of all names, we pray. May the people of God say amen, amen, and praise God. I'm out of here, y'all. I love you to life. Happy Valentine's Day. Peace.
Come on, T.R., say the time is now.
The time is now.
And the day has come.
The day has come.
My worst days are over.
My worst That's days love. Are over.
And my best days
and
are ahead of
me.
So listen, prosperity.
Prosperity.
And victory.
And victory.
Guess what, y'all? It's flowing my way.
It's flowing my way. Today is a day I say what's mine.
Now say everything, say
everything
that was lost.
That was lost.
God's giving it back
God's
to me.
God's giving it back to me.
So I declare.
I declare.
That I shall be.
I shall be.
Yeah. Everything that
everything.
He promised. Put your hands together, come up.
The day has come.
My worst days are over.
My worst
yes,
days
God.
Are over.
And my best days
and
are ahead of me. I'm so excited about it, John. So prosperity.
Prosperity.
And victory. Say it.
And victory.
How many victorious people we got in the house today? Cause today,
today is a day
that I
say what's mine.
Come on, everything say
everything
that was lost.
That was lost.
God is giving it
God's
back to me. Everything the devil took from me, I'm getting it back. So I declare,
that
I
shall be
everything that he designed me to be. So check this, in this season. We're not looking back on the things of the past, but we're moving forward into our destiny. We're walking forward into our purpose. I don't have time to stay here, but I got to move forward. How many people moving forward? Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Say, not looking back, say.
Not looking back.
On yesterday.
On yesterday.
But I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
I'm pressing toward the mark, y'all. Come on. Not looking back.
Not looking back.
On yesterday.
On yesterday.
Yesterday's gone, but I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
Come on, T.R., let's take it up. Say, not looking back, sir.
Not looking back.
Come on.
On yesterday.
Where you going?
I'm moving forward.
You can't stay here, but you gotta go forward. Come on.
Not looking back.
On yesterday.
On yesterday.
But I'm moving forward.
To tell him, Lord, I'm crying. I'm crying out to you, yeah. 'Cause only you can deliver. Oh, can deliver. If you need him, somebody help me say, Lord, I'm I dare you to look to him and tell him, 'cause only you can say,
'cause only you can deliver.
Oh,
can deliver.
Lord, I'm crying.
yet, yeah, cause
only you can deliver.
Oh, can deliver, yeah.
Can deliver.
Come on, you gotta mean it from your heart. Let's tell them, come on. We sing this song,
we sing this song because we need you. We sing this song because we're crying out to you.
We sing this song,
we sing,
yeah,
this song because we need you.
Everybody say,
we sing
because
this
only
song
you can.
Only you can deliver.
Whoa.
We sing this song.
We sing this song
because we need you.
You gotta sing it for yourself.
We sing this song because we're crying.
Oh, we sing this song because we need you.
Father, you join the show.